my patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, in his Summa Theologica, Part 3, Question 22, Article 1, asks whether it is fitting that Christ should be a priest. In his Respondeo, St. Thomas notes that the Latin word for priest is sacerdos, which St. Thomas says comes from two Latin words, sacra, meaning sacred, and dons, meaning giver. So the Latin word for priest, sacerdos, means a giver of the sacred. By definition, a priest, a sacerdos, gives what is sacred, what is holy. St. Thomas concludes that it is most fitting that Christ should indeed be a priest, because through him, gifts are bestowed on men. He bestows divine gifts on his people. Jesus Christ is the eternal high priest because he is indeed a giver of sacred gifts. And tonight, at the Last Supper, Jesus bestows upon us the most sacred gift of all, himself, his own body, blood, soul, and divinity. He, of course, did not have to give us his body and blood. We were not owed, out of justice, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. He gives it to us not out of justice, but in his mercy. In his mercy, Jesus gives us himself so that we could become one with him here on earth before we become one with him forever in heaven. Tonight we rejoice that the eternal high priest has given us his sacred body and blood. At the Last Supper in the upper room, our Lord also gave us another sacred divine gift, the sacred priesthood. At the Last Supper, Jesus ordained men to share in his one eternal priesthood. I only remember one thing that your former pastor, Father Conway, told me. You, of course, remember everything that he told you. I don't have a great memory. I only remember one thing that he told me. This is the thing, that there is only one priesthood. There is only one priest, and that priest is Jesus Christ, the true and eternal priest. I am not a priest on my own. I share, I participate in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ. And so on my ordination holy card, it does not say ordained a priest on the 17th of June, 1997. It says ordained a priest of Jesus Christ on the 17th of June, 1997. See the difference? Every priest on earth shares, participates in the one priesthood of Jesus. Our Lord has called me and every validly ordained Roman Catholic priest to be a giver of the sacred, to be a giver of divine life in baptism, to be a giver of mercy and forgiveness in the sacraments of penance and anointing of the sick, to be a giver of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation, and most of all, to be a giver of the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion. we would not have these sacred gifts without men who are willing to accept the call to share in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. To give divine gifts. That's my number one mission, my number one vocation. All of the things that I do are to prepare to give divine gifts in the sacraments. On Monday of Holy Week, just this past Monday, we were gathered with all of the priests and the deacons and the consecrated religious and the lay faithful throughout the diocese at Good Shepherd Parish in Jackson, Minnesota, for the Chrism Mass, where we blessed the three holy oils that priests use to give divine gifts in the sacraments. That Mass is ideally to take place this morning, on the morning of Holy Thursday. That's because Holy Thursday is all about the priesthood. And when I say that, remember, there's only one priest. It's all about the priesthood of Jesus Christ. That's what today is about, the priesthood of Jesus. And so at the offertory time, we'll have the oils that the bishop blessed on Monday come up in procession, because they are the instruments, in addition to the bread and wine, which will also come up, that we use to give sacred gifts to the people. And as delightful as it was on Monday to be with my brother priests and to celebrate the Chrism Mass with the bishop, there was also a little stark reminder that the bishop reminded us as priests that in our diocese, no men will be ordained to the priesthood this year. And so I was really touched by that. As we were consecrating the sacred chrism, I was really moved to the depth of my heart, saying, we will not use the sacred chrism oil this year to anoint a man's hands in this diocese to be a priest. And even more sad, according to the bishop, we won't be ordaining a man a priest in 2017 or in 2018. So for 3 years, no new men to give us sacred gifts. And tonight, I'm also in solidarity with the 21 parishes of the Diocese of Winona that by July 1st, perhaps, we don't know for certain, but perhaps will become oratories, because there are not enough priests to offer Mass at every church building in the Diocese of Winona. So perhaps at this very moment, at these 21 parishes, perhaps they're having their very last Holy Thursday Mass. It really breaks my heart. Maybe tonight, on Holy Thursday night, on this night of the priesthood, perhaps your sons and grandsons will have the courage to generously embrace a vocation to the one priesthood of Jesus Christ. We need men to participate in Christ's eternal priesthood. The church teaches us without the ministerial priesthood, a Christian community lacks something essential. The Lord only gives us his body and blood through the hands of an ordained priest, as weak and sinful as we are. That's part of his mercy. That in the upper room, the Lord called 12 miserable men, and I use that word intentionally, full of misery and sin. He called those men, one left, he called those men to share in his priesthood so that they could help Jesus give divine gifts. Remember at the multiplication of the loaves and the fish, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three all three of the evangelists tell us in their Gospels that when Jesus multiplied the 5 loaves of bread, he gave the bread to the apostles to distribute to the crowd. Jesus gave the bread to the people, but through the hands of the 12 apostles, which would foreshadow what Jesus does tonight at the Last Supper. He instituted the ministerial priesthood and asked his apostles to distribute not bread, but his own body, blood, soul, and divinity. On this beautiful Holy Thursday night, we give praise and thanks to Jesus Christ, the eternal high priest, for being a giver of divine gifts, for giving us himself in Holy Communion, and for giving us the priesthood that perpetuates throughout the world divine gifts in this one sacrifice of Jesus. How can I make a return to the Lord for all that he has done for me? The chalice of salvation I will raise up, and I will call on the name of the Lord.